This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Associated Press, President Joe Biden and his administration have a new challenge ahead of them. What to do with the thousands of Haitian migrants seeking asylum in the U.S.? They somehow made it to Mexico and have parked themselves at the small city of Del Rio on the Texas border town. Although about 500 Haitians were ordered off buses in Tamaulipas, about 120 miles south of the Texas border, they continued on foot. Haitians have been migrating to the U.S. in large numbers for some years now and have been gathering in camps on the Mexican side of the border until they decide when and how to enter the U.S. When the Biden administration ended its practice of admitting asylum seekers daily to the vulnerable, panic hit the migrants because, according to Edgar Rodriguez, lawyer for the Casa del Migrante migrant shelter in Piedras Negras, north of Del Rio, migrants often make decisions on false rumors that policies are about to change and that enforcement policies vary by city. According to Christian Headlines, some 660,000 white flags are flying on the grassy lawn at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. as a tribute to the thousands of Americans who have died from COVID-19. The flags cover more than 20 acres of the National Mall and represent every person who has died from the disease in the United States, CBN News reports. According to Express News, China is close to concluding that its attempts to take over Taiwan will only work through military efforts. The ex-deputy director of MI6, Nigel Inkster, told LBC this morning that the likelihood of military confrontation between China and the U.S. was as high as 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. On Friday, Taiwan's Air Force scrambled to warn away 10 Chinese aircraft that entered its air defense zone. The day before, Taiwan had announced an unprecedented $9 billion boost to military spending to counter the threat from China. There is also concern that the newly signed AUKUS defense pact between the UK, US, and Australia could lead to Britain being dragged into a war with China over Taiwan. China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Zhao Lijian, branded the AUKUS pact an example of an obsolete Cold War zero-sum mentality. LBC host Matt Fryer asked Mr. Inkster, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is it that we'll get a military confrontation between America and China over this issue? Mr. Inkster responded, "We're as high as 8 right now. The best case scenario is that both China and the U.S. realize that they're on a par militarily and neither has a massive advantage. That recognition could ensure continued, if fractured, peace. That is the best hope we have got." According to People magazine, a Detroit couple died within hours of each other earlier this week after contracting COVID-19. Their health issues began in mid-August when Troy Green, 44, felt too unwell to go on a family trip to Florida, according to Fox 2 News. 2 days after arriving in Florida, his wife Charlotta, also 44, was hospitalized with COVID-19, and Troy was hospitalized back home the following day. Troy's sister, Tiki Green, told the outlet that the pair were unvaccinated but had been considering getting the shot before they fell ill. While Troy's health eventually seemed to improve, things took a turn after he learned of his wife's worsening condition. "Her lungs were severely damaged, and they just couldn't do any more for her," Green told Fox 2 News. "When he realized that his wife, you know, maybe was not getting better, after he hears she's on a ventilator and she's on it 100% constantly, he just basically couldn't take it. He just started having chest pains, and eventually a couple of hours later he passed. Troy died from a heart attack on Tuesday, hours after his wife died in Florida. The pair, childhood sweethearts who had been married for 22 years, leave behind 7 children, the youngest of whom is 10 years old. A GoFundMe created a help cover funeral expenses page and has raised over $5,000 as of Friday. According to the Daily Beast, Chris Rock has COVID-19 and a message for anyone skeptical of getting the jab, just do it already. The superstar comedian revealed his positive diagnosis Sunday morning on Twitter, along with a stark message of caution, saying that you don't want this. It was not immediately clear what his symptoms might be, but Rock has previously said he was vaccinated and has touted vaccines for months now. The overwhelming majority of hospitalizations and deaths stemming from COVID-19 continue to hit unvaccinated people. According to Michigan Live, the father of a 7-year-old girl has filed a $1 million lawsuit against a Michigan school district, a librarian, and a teacher's assistant after the girl's hair was cut by a teacher in March. The suit alleges that the girl, Jernee Hoffmeyer, had her 14th Amendment rights violated. It also claims racial discrimination, emotional distress, and assault and battery. Jernee and her father Jimmy are biracial. The teacher who cut her hair is white. A classmate of Gaynard Elementary School, which Jernee no longer attends, used scissors to cut her hair on a school bus, the filing alleges. 2 days later, after she got an asymmetrical haircut at a salon, Jernee came home from school with the other side of her hair gone. The librarian cut her hair to even it out, Hoffmeyer said in March. In July, the Mount Pleasant Public Schools Board of Education closed an investigation into the incident, concluding that librarian Kelly Mogg had not acted with racial bias and could keep her job on a last-chance agreement. Hoffmeyer said he and his daughter weren't questioned by investigators. According to the New York Times, Tropical Storm Nicholas, which formed on Sunday in the Gulf of Mexico, could bring heavy rains to coastal Texas and Louisiana on Monday and Tuesday as the 14th named storm of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season continues to strengthen, the National Hurricane Center said. A tropical storm warning is in effect for the coast of Texas, from the mouth of the Rio Grande to Freeport, Texas, about 60 miles south of Houston, the center said. Mexico has also issued a tropical storm warning from Barra El Mezquital, north to the U.S.-Mexico border. A hurricane watch is also in effect for the coast of Texas, from San Luis Pass to Port Aransas, about 40 miles east of Corpus Christi, the center said. Nicholas could produce rainfall totals of 8 to 16 inches, with isolated amounts of up to 20 inches, across portions of coastal Texas on Sunday and lasting through the middle of the week, the Hurricane Center said. In southwest Louisiana and parts of eastern Texas, the storm could produce rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches, which could cause considerable flash and urban flooding, the Hurricane Center said. According to Mission Network News, persecution is taking a toll in northern Nigeria. Pastors in Plateau State tell Morning Star News they're burying church members on a near daily basis. 12 children were buried beyond recognition, or rather 12 children were burned beyond recognition in the latest attack on a Christian village. Last month, Fulani herdsmen killed 36 believers between August 4th and August 28th. I've talked to leaders and they say, we used to go out for a meeting, and if we had to travel across the country, we would be fearing for our safety, Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says. Now they're saying, we're fearful even in our own homes. Attacks like this often leave believers without food or shelter. Believers have suffered tremendously in the past 15 years. Islamic militant groups Boko Haram and Fulani herdsmen are working together to purge Nigeria of Christians. According to persecution watchdog Open Doors, more Christians are murdered for their faith in Nigeria than in any other country. Nonetheless, hope remains. It's a difficult situation each and every day. They're living under constant fear and threat, but it doesn't stop believers from sharing the message of Jesus with their Muslim neighbors, Musselman says. They, the Christians, feel so vulnerable, but in many cases, believers say, we've got nowhere else to go, our family's here, their only hope is God, and that He will protect them. That's how we need to be praying for them, that they don't get overcome by fear, and they would be able to live peaceful lives. According to The Hill, a hospital in upstate New York will stop delivering babies later this month after 30 staffers quit in protest of the facility's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Lewis County Health System CEO Gerald Kayer announced at a press conference on Friday that Lewis County General Hospital will be unable to safely staff its maternity department beginning September 25th. The number of resignations received leaves us no choice but to pause delivering babies at Lewis County General Hospital, Kayer said. The resignations came after the hospital 2 weeks ago revised its emergency regulation requiring vaccines for employees, taking away the option for religious exemption. Medical exemptions, however, are still permitted. The policy changed followed an announcement from then New York Governor Andrew Cuomo that said all healthcare workers in the state must be at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19 by September 27th. Of the 30 employees who resigned from Lewis County General Hospital, 21 work in clinical areas, according to Kayer. He said that 464 individuals in the Lewis County health system are vaccinated, a 73% vaccination rate for its employees. According to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, over 100 students walked out of their Friday morning classes at Colleyville Heritage High School to show their support of James Whitfield, the high school's first black principal, who was placed on paid administrative leave last month. They want answers from school administrators as to why Whitfield is on leave. Students carried signs and wrote, "We stand with Dr. Whitfield," in chalk on the sidewalks at the high school. They also marched around the school chanting, "Dr. Whitfield's here to stay." Sunedra Chowdhury, a senior at Colleyville Heritage who helped organize the walkout, said she and other students are not backing down or giving up on supporting Whitfield. She said the school board has contributed to the criticism and hostility towards Whitfield and his family. At issue are claims that Whitfield introduced critical race theory to Colleyville Heritage, which Whitfield has denied. Whitfield could not be reached for further comment Friday afternoon. However, Whitfield retweeted his attorney, David Henderson, who told WFAA that the superintendent will recommend during Monday's board meeting that the principal's contract should not be renewed. According to CNN, Florida's first district court on Friday reinstated a stay on mask mandates in school, blocking local school requirements for now, court documents show. Lawyers for Governor Ron DeSantis filed the emergency appeal after a judge ruled on Wednesday that the state must stop its enforcement of a mask ban. The latest court ruling comes amid a showdown between the latest court ruling and the state and some local school districts that have insisted on requiring students to wear masks as COVID-19 infections surge. On August 27th, Second Circuit Judge John Cooper ruled against DeSantis, allowing Florida schools to institute mask mandates while the case was appealed at a higher level. Cooper ruled that DeSantis had overreached when he issued an executive order in late July directing the Florida Department of Education and the Florida Department of Health to issue emergency rules giving parents a choice on whether their children should wear masks in class. The state threatened to withhold funding from districts that violated the order and required masks, but 13 Florida school districts have implemented mask mandates without a parental opt-out in defiance of the governor. DeSantis tweeted he was not surprised by Friday's ruling. The first DCA has restored the right of parents to make the best decision for their children. I will continue to fight for children's rights, he added. According to The Hill, Maya Chaka made history on Sunday, becoming the first black woman to officiate an NFL game. When I step on the field for the first time as an NFL official, it's going to be a proud moment, she said in a video posted online before her first officiated matchup. It's a proud moment for myself. It's a proud moment for my family. It's a proud moment for my community and my students and co-workers. Chaka noted that she was proud to be able to represent women of color in one of the most watched sports in the United States. This historic moment to me is an honor, and it's a privilege that I've been chosen to represent women and women of color in the most popular sports in America, proving that I can defy the odds and overcome and pretty much master a craft of a sport that I didn't really play, but I have a love and a passion for, Chaka said. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.